Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Gospel, John chapter 20. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so good to say alleluia again. All during this Lenten season, we focused our attention on the suffering of Christ, the pain, the humiliation. During our midweek services, the Quincy pastors rotated among the churches and proclaimed Christ's words from the cross. And I was given the opportunity to preach Christ's words, "It is finished." And we have been focusing on this absolute ending of the problem of death. That's been the underlying theme that we had all throughout Lent. Was Christ came to fix the problem of death. And then on Good Friday, we turned our attention to his final words, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Our Lord's words as he was dying were simple, yet very enlightening for us to hear and to ponder. And as we gather this morning to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, we see and proclaim that Jesus Christ has fixed the problem of death. As we hear these sweet words of the gospel, it is appropriate to continue our focus on the words of Christ himself. As we see here after the resurrection, he also has a number of things that he says to his disciples, to his followers. And they also, like his words from the cross, are simple and enlightening. The first thing Jesus says to anyone after the resurrection, it's to repeat a question that was posed to Mary Magdalene by the angels. "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Notice that Jesus is not being coy or trying to trick her. He asks, "Who are you looking for?" Not, "What are you looking for?" And Mary, in her depth of grief, she simply wants to know where the body is so she can, it is implied, give it a proper burial. She is looking for a what, not a who. She's looking for a body from whom a spirit has departed. She heard the words of the angels that he is risen, but she doesn't know what to think. The disciples go to the empty tomb, but they still do not understand that he must rise from the dead because the grave cannot hold him. And then Jesus calls her by name, Mary. And then she recognizes him. As Jesus told his disciples, the good shepherd calls his sheep by name, and they know his voice. And Jesus is the good shepherd. And Jesus had said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." He shows himself to be that good shepherd that he had told his disciples about. And like a good shepherd, he calls his sheep by name. And Jesus demonstrates to Mary how this is really the reality for the people of God. She could not recognize him until he calls her by name. This has such great implications for our understanding of our life and our faith. We confess in Luther's Small Catechism, the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. Recognizing God is not something that we can do without him first calling us to faith, calling us by name. We are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. And we only know him when he calls by name. Only then can we answer that call. Until our Lord called us by name, we are just wandering around not knowing what we're really looking for. Just like Mary, immediately after our risen Lord called us by name, typically, we see this in the waters of baptism. We see in holy baptism that the name of God is placed on us, and he calls us by name, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, and we recognize him. Faith is created, followed now by understanding. What joy we have this Easter morning, celebrating that we have come out of death into life, that Jesus has fixed the problem of death, because he must rise from the dead. The grave cannot hold him. And this new life that we now have in Christ, the life we have because of our Good Shepherd who has called us by name and brought us into the peace and serenity of his tender care, we celebrate the promise this morning that just as he is risen, so shall we rise one day. We confess this morning our faith in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Christ is in us, and death and the grave have no hold over Christ. Therefore, death and the grave have no hold over you or me. This is the joy of Easter. This is why we gather this festive morning. This is why we're going to continue to gather throughout this festive season. For the next 6 weeks, we will continue to exclaim our simple yet enlightening words, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The message of Easter is simple. Jesus has fixed the problem of death. There's no trick. There's no plot twist. The Word of God comes to you and calls you by name. And you hear and believe. And you too will rise again in your body. How do we know this? Because Christ is in us, and Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And for this we continue to say, Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.